Remarks of the President, Red Wing, Minnesota, 28 October 1952.
Thank you very, very much. I'm more than happy to be here. This certainly is a fine turnout. And I'm happy to say that it's been this way on all my stops throughout the country. The people are anxious to hear the facts in this election year. And that's just what I'm trying to give them. I'm trying to get them to think for themselves. That's the only reason I'm out. I want the people to have a chance at the facts. And they can't get a chance at those facts unless I tell them what they are. First of all, I want to pay a tribute to a wonderful person whose home is here in Red Wing. That's our United States Ambassador to Denmark, Eugenie Anderson. Eugenie Anderson is one of the finest human beings I know. She's the kind of a Democrat that makes me proud of my party. And she's doing a wonderful job for us in Copenhagen. We have a wonderful number of foreign representatives in the service of the United States, and Eugenie Anderson is among the tops. Through her splendid work in Denmark, Eugenie Anderson is doing her part to build up the strength and unity of the free nations of Europe. And in this way, she is helping to protect her own country. Because our own safety and our chances of preventing another world war depend upon how successful we are in helping other nations to become strong and to stay free. We're engaged in a great struggle for peace. One part of that struggle is military. That means defenses and fighting against aggression. The other part is civilian. It means helping other countries through economic aid and other assistance to keep strong. If a friendly country goes bankrupt or suffers economic collapse, it can't stand up against communism and stay free. Over the last 6 years in Europe and Asia, we have helped dozens of friendly countries in this way. This is a vital part of our national defense. It is a new thing. We have given this sort of help to our allies in a war, but this time we are giving it to friendly countries to prevent a war. By making other countries strong enough to stand up against communism, we are working to save the lives of American boys. This is the kind of work Eugenie Anderson is doing in Europe, and it's just as important as the work of an army general. This part of our struggle for peace is clearly at stake in this election. The old guard Republicans are against helping other nations in this way, and they will control the Congress if the Republicans are elected. They have shown by their voting records that they do not understand how important other nations are to our national defense. In 1949, Republican congressmen voted almost 2-1 against the military aid program, including military aid to the Republic of Korea. In 1950, they voted 3-1 against point 4. In 1951, Republican senators voted overwhelmingly 6 different times to cripple economic aid for Western Europe. And just this year, 3/4 of the Republican senators voted disastrous slashes in economic and military aid to our allies. If we're going to have peace, we have to stay prosperous here at home. But the policies of the Republican Party are a threat to our prosperity. Look at their attitude on farm programs, for example. Over the years, we have built up farm prosperity through farm programs like soil conservation, price supports, and rural electrification. But if you look at the Republican voting record in Congress, you will see the Republicans usually voting to cut or trim these programs or voting against the improvement of them. You might even look at the record of your own congressman and see where he stands. I urge you to inform yourselves on these issues. That's all I'm asking you to do. I want you to get the facts for yourselves and make up your own minds. I urge you to vote for your own interests. Vote for the party and the candidates that have shown they understand the importance of the work your Eugenie Anderson is doing in the cause of peace. Vote for the party and the candidates who understand the needs of the working man, the farmer, the businessman, and the housewife in this day and age. If you do that, He will send Bill Carlson to the Senate and George Ellison to the House. Orville Freeman will be your next governor, and you will send down to the White House that fine progressive governor of the great state of Illinois, Adlai Stevenson.